Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While drug dealers suspected of selling fentanyl could face murder charges in San Francisco, that is the threat from prosecutors taking on the city's drug epidemic. For more, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider, Phil Mateer. Phil, thank you as always. Not only is there a threat of murder charges for fentanyl dealers, but prosecutors are trying to jail them without bail. This is already actually started playing out in court a little bit. How's it going so far?
Well, it's going to be a rough ride. I mean, what we're talking about here is a combination of policy, of public safety and questions of judicial, how we're handling cases, and also public relations by the new district attorney in San Francisco, Brooke Jenkins. Now, her goal is to end the open-air drug dealing that's going on in San Francisco, particularly in the Tenderloin, but also to reduce the deaths that we've seen. In 2020 and 2021, there were 1,300 overdoses of fentanyl fatal in San Francisco. Many, many more overdoses were able to be counteracted. But, you know, this shows the dangerousness nature of the drug. And there is a little bit of precedent. I mean, in San Bernardino, an 18-year-old dealer was charged with murder down there after the person he sold drugs to overdosed. It's also happened in Oklahoma, and the feds have also used second-degree murder charges for fentanyl dealers if they can trace them to an overdose. We haven't seen that in San Francisco, but what we have seen in San Francisco is prosecutors now starting to wave that flag, saying they might possibly use those charges against dealers, in part because they're frustrated with what they see as the revolving door at the Hall of Justice, where someone is arrested, let out, arrested again, let out, and arrested again, even before they go to court.
Well, Phil, in the limited number of cases where they've actually discussed this in court, judges in San Francisco seem skeptical.
They are. And they've basically said, look, that this is an overreach. We have other alternatives, including stay away orders, ordering you to stay away from the area where you sold the drugs, ankle monitors that we've seen before, and other restrictions that can be put on somebody as a condition of release. The DA counters, and it's been proven that these things, you know, tend to not work, that people repeatedly go back. And as a matter of fact, two of the cases cited where judges were involved said that, you know, showed that the person was even going to diversion court and taking classes or whatever in trying to get better, but at the same time was repeatedly being arrested for selling drugs. So some of this, Eric, is to put a spotlight on those decisions by the judges and to show that this isn't necessarily working and make the debate more public. Because what often happens is these decisions are made in courtrooms away from necessarily the day-to-day attention of the media and the public, and there is a feeling that it needs to be brought out as part of the debate. That's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable. It's also going to make Brooke Jenkins, who is up for election in November, either a target or a positive in the minds of voters. And that's a risk everybody's going to be taking. But she is willing to get out there in front of this. We'll see how it goes, both with the public and with the courts and with the judges, who, by the way, aren't used to people watching what they're doing either.
All right, Phil, we thank you as always. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50 with Patty and Brett.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.